Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump welcomed Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to the White House today, an attempt to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. The two leaders gave a joint statement. Here's President Trump.
We'll start a process which hopefully will lead to peace. Over the course of my lifetime, I've always heard that perhaps the toughest deal to make is the deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Let's see if we can prove them wrong.
Abbas, for his part, expressed confidence in the Trump administration. Here he is through an interpreter.
Mr. President, we believe that we are capable and able to bring about success to our efforts because, Mr. President, you have the determination and you have the desire to see it become to fruition and to become successful.
NPR's Daniel Estrin is in Jerusalem. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you.
And what's the significance of this visit today?
Well, this is a really big boost for Abbas. You know, at first, he felt cut out of the equation. Trump was seen as very close to Israel, and the Palestinian leadership publicly complained that it hadn't managed to have any contact with the Trump team at first. And that has all changed. The Palestinians are very positive about Trump now. Trump's envoy, Jason Greenblatt, came to the region. He met not only President Abbas, but he also met Palestinians from a refugee camp. He even tweeted that he made a new Palestinian friend in Jerusalem. You know, and now President Abbas is at the White House. And for Abbas, this is a chance to kind of one-up Netanyahu. Netanyahu got his time in front of the cameras at the White House. Now Abbas has his chance at the White House.
But how much power and control does Abbas have among Palestinians?
It's a good question. You know, for the U.S., Abbas has had a lot of support for many years because Abbas rejects violence. He says he supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Back home, among his people, he's not very popular. He does not have very much support. First of all, he's 82 years old. He's been in office for 12 years, and his term was only supposed to last 5 years. And his leadership is divided. He controls the West Bank, but Palestinians in Gaza are under the control of his rival, Hamas.
Right.
But for Palestinians, they look at Abbas and they don't see that he has managed to make any kind of progress in terms of peace, in terms of ending the Israeli occupation of the West Bank. And today, while Abbas is at the White House, Palestinians back home are kind of shrugging their shoulders at that meeting. They're actually a lot more interested in rallying, not for Abbas today, but in support of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. They're on a hunger strike.
Hmm. Trump and Abbas have announced today that they are going to start the peace process. What are the risks there?
You know, every time there have been peace efforts, Israelis and Palestinians have met at the negotiating table many times. But when peace talks have collapsed, sometimes that's been followed by violence. And when peace efforts have failed, Israelis and Palestinians have become even more cynical and more hopeless about the chances for there being a chance for peace in the future. So if Trump inflates the expectations for making progress towards peace, and then that process fails, there could be more hopelessness, there could be violence, and it could make it even harder to try to talk peace again.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin speaking to us from Jerusalem. Thank you so much.
Thank you.